Today is the 9th of May, 2018, Wednesday evening. You've joined us for the Pineville House Church. I know that every time I say that, sometimes it infuriates people, because a lot of people don't consider us to be a church. But that's okay. God knows the foundation of God stands assured. He knows who are His, and He knows where His churches are located. Whether they be the church that, you know, New Testament says they went from house to house. Now, I don't know if that what it says in your New International Version or your Revised Version or your American Standard Version or your English Translation. That's what it says in my King James Version Bible. And also, there wasn't any Baptist, Presbyterians, United Methodists, Wesleyan Methodists, United Pentecostals, Assemblies of Gods, Episcopals, United Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ. None of those denominations were in the New Testament. So I feel real comfortable with calling this Pineville House Church. And if you don't like it, I can't do anything about that, because I'm not going to change the name. Okay. Just in by way of announcement, we're going to be having a fellowship here at Pineville House Church on Saturday, the 19th of May, 9 o'clock in the morning. Brother Kevin McHugh is going to be here, plans to be here, Lord willing, from Palm Springs, California, to speak to us on the final perseverance of the saints. And Brother Michael Smith has agreed to speak to us in the afternoon. I don't know what his subject is. I guess we'll find out. And we'll see if there's any other people that are going to be joining us. Louise Greaves is planning on being here as well. And then we'll have the Michael Smith family will probably be here. That's 7 people. And then Mark Rosette and myself will be here. And then Kevin will be here. And I don't know if Beth and Loetta from the Joplin Sovereign Grace Church are going to join us or not. Also, I talked to Ed Henry. He's still planning on coming June the 15th to speak to Pineville House Church. I want to remind people on the 20th of May, the following the 19th of service here at Pineville, there's going to be a fellowship up at Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church as well. And we are associating churches. We associate with the Sovereign Grace Church, and they, or at least some of them, associate with us. And also, I wanted to let people know that Ed Henry, when he comes up, if you make it here, you will get a free one of his books, which that's worth about $29, I think. On the Antichrist Gospel. So everyone that comes to the fellowship at Pineville will get a book by Edward Henry. And it's a phenomenal, very well documented book. The history of Arminianism. And he goes into a lot of areas. Also, I want to praise God for a major answer to prayer with one of the people, a friend of mine, that we've been praying for. He has experienced a great answer to prayer. I don't need to go into all of it, but I just want to give God the glory on that. We also have every morning, the Lord being in the matter, we do a devotional every morning on sermon audio, as you know. And I always look forward to doing that devotional. It's really as much for my benefit as for anyone else. And so if you, we usually try to get it posted by at least 5 o'clock in the morning, each morning. Sometimes it's earlier. Sometimes I'll wake up at 12 o'clock and I'll post it at 1 o'clock. Sometimes I oversleep, but most of the time it's on there by 5 o'clock. So I wanted to make everybody aware of that. And we do put a link on Facebook for that as well. So if you're interested in that, you can go to either Facebook, our Facebook page, or you can go to Sermon Audio to listen to the those daily devotionals. I also have been posting on Facebook a number of very doctrinally correct songs, as well as psalms that are being sung. And I've gotten several comments, thank yous from people that have really enjoyed those postings. So you can go and look at some of our prior days and you'll see those postings of the psalms and as well as the other songs. All of them, I try to make sure that they are pretty much doctrinally correct or I don't post them. I think that's about it with the announcements. Mark, do you want to read the scriptures that you have for tonight?
Mark, or actually Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then when Jesus led up, with his, when turn his fan off.
Until you're through, yes.
Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then when Jesus led up with the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Thank you, Mark. The account of the tempter tempting Christ, and Christ, of course, did not succumb. Turn it up a little bit, the next one. There you go. Christ did not succumb to temptation. It's very warm here in Pineville today. It's about 86 degrees, and it's about 6:30, so it's pretty warm. The first selection is out of the Psalter tonight. I guess we're going to shake things up a little bit. Page 45, Mark has selected this, 45, and it's 92A. Mark, you want to read that?
Yeah. To render thanks to thee, O Lord,
is a comely thing. And in thy name, O thou most high, do praise aloud to sing. The loving kindness to show forth when shines the morning light.
and to declare thy faithfulness with pleasures every night upon a ten-string instrument and on a psalter reed, upon the harp with solemn sound, with grace we melody. For thou, O Lord, by thy words hast gladness to me brought, and I will triumph in the works which by thy hands are wrought. How great, O Lord, are thy works, how deep thine every thought. Unthinking man does not know this, and fools acknowledge not that wicked men spring up like grass, as blossoms ever start, to be destroyed forevermore. But Lord, thou ever art.
Okay, the next one is going to be page 50 out of the Old School Hymnal. Page 50. Wait a second. 51, page 51.
Who did salvation bring? Wake every tuneful power and sing a song of sweetest praise, a song of sweetest praise. His grace diffuses as the rays from nature flowery hills and plains, and spread a thousand ways, and spread a thousand ways. We feel redemption drawing near. We soon in glory shall appear and be forever blessed, and be forever blessed. His promise never can delay. Our Jesus on the appointed day will give his people rest, will give his people rest. By faith we view him coming down with angels hovering all around. He smiles upon his saints, smiles upon his saints. He cries aloud in melting strains, I come to save you from your pains, and in your sore complaints, and in your sore complaints. His smiling millions rise and sing, all glory, glory to our King. The grand assize is come, the grand assize is come. You everlasting doors fly wide, the church is glorious as a bride, and Jesus takes her home, and Jesus takes her home. Well, the last one we're going to sing before we go over to the other part of our service is Four hundred and ninety-five. There is a river we must pass over when life's sun goes to sleep in the west. There'll be a light for me at the crossing, guiding me to my home of sweet rest. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark foam. Down through the valley, past the dark shadow, Jesus, my light, will carry me home. Soon I shall reach the brink of the river, where the chill waters murmur their song. Nothing can harm me, nothing alarm me, while I am sailing across to my home. Down by the river, soon I'll be standing, bidding farewell to friends on the shore. Sailing with Jesus onto that land where He is the light that shines evermore. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark home. Down through the valley, past the dark shadows, Jesus, my life will carry me home.
You know, oftentimes, people in the Sovereign Grace Movement tend to get in a, and I'm talking to myself as well as all those Sovereign Grace pastors whom I love for teaching the truth. But oftentimes, they get in a rut. And what is the rut they oftentimes get into? I've been accused of it myself. The tulip rut. They want to put everything in a little package, you know. We uphold the 5 points, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and final perseverance of the saints. We uphold all of those. But there's more in the Bible than tulip. There's a lot of different flowers in the Bible. It's not just one flower. Okay. And it's not lilac either. Lilac, I think, is the acronym that the Arminians use. I'm not talking about that. But there's the great doctrine of the resurrection, and there's the great doctrine of eschatology, when Christ is going to come back. The great doctrines of the church, the great doctrines of how we should practically live our lives while we're down here as Christians, which all of us fail miserably at times. And if you don't think you ever fail miserably, then go ask someone that's real close to you if you're perfect, and they'll tell you whether you're perfect or not. There's no perfect person that resides on this earth. John Wesley even attested to that. The Lazarus life. They asked him if he had ever met anyone that was truly, entirely sanctified. And he said, oh, I might have met one person. He goes, no, I take that back. Well, none of us are totally perfect or holy or without sin. But we have been given the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who was holy and perfect and without sin. We sing the song, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And so He is without any sin at all. And that is why He could be our perfect sacrifice. So we rely upon Him and not our own works. We rely upon the completed work of Jesus Christ. And we shared in this morning's devotional that the account of Christ while He was down here on this earth is a true historical account. He was born in a manger. There was no room for him in the inn. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the angels announced his arrival in the little fields out in the sheepfolds. And the shepherds came and worshiped him in this manger where he was born. And he grew up in a carpenter's home. And he walked the dusty trails of this earth. And he did not drive a limousine. He drove a donkey. He rode a donkey. He had no place to lay his head. He came as a suffering servant. He's coming back as a ruling and reigning king. He was crucified. He was put in a tomb. And the third day, he rose out of that tomb. And he was seen by over 500 people. And he was also seen when he ascended back to heaven. And angels said, this same Jesus will return in the same manner as you see him going right now. I'm paraphrasing. And so Jesus Christ is coming back with all power and glory. And his, you know, the Lord has, God has given him a name that's greater than any name. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's a guy that's been putting out a bunch of lies on Facebook about the fact that Jesus is not God. And that's a false name and all kind of crazy stuff. He's in this new Hebrew movement, Hebrew name movement stuff. It's just a denial that God preserves His Word. It's a denial that God preserved the King James Version of the Bible, is what it is. I don't have any time for people that want to deny Jesus Christ and who He is. The Word of God tells us that He has given Him a name. It's greater than anything. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And His name shall be called Jesus, and He shall save His people from their sins. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. This also guy posted, showed Jesus on a cross, and then he said, this is the devil. That's blasphemy. You know? Now, there's a lot of people out there that think that just because somebody is leading a good moral life, that they are a Christian. I'll give you an example. Boy Scouts of America from now change their name to the BSA. Boy, not take the boy out of it and bring the girls in. Well, the Mormons and their morality have withdrawn 425,000 boys from the Boy Scouts. Well, I applaud them for doing that because they say they are not upholding the homosexual lifestyle and they don't uphold this, but this doesn't make them Christians. The Mormons are the furthest thing from Christians. The Mormons are not the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ. That's what they call themselves, the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ. Their doctrine is antithetical to the Bible. They are not preaching the gospel. there's a Southern Baptist church now that says that the Muslims and the Quran are equal in par with Christianity. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Muslim religion does not recognize Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. They worship another God. They worship Allah. The Jehovah's Witnesses try to talk about how moral they are and everything else. And if you look at their doctrine is a doctrine of works. You know, the Southern Baptist Church says they're Christian. And yet, in their past leadership, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention have been people like rank Arminians. Vines, Adrian Rogers, and the current guy that's the president up there is an Arminian, and the one they're getting ready to elect into office is an Arminian. The Wesleyan Church is not a Christian church. They deny the doctrines we talked about earlier in the TULIP acronym. All of these denominations are antithetical to the gospel that we have mentioned. The Reformed Presbyterian Church is upholding the doctrine of infant baptism. Water doesn't save infants. Christ saves infants. Christ calls infants. Christ doesn't call infants with water. Okay? Christ does not predestinate infants with water. That's close to Roman Catholicism. That's the first thing they want to do when a baby is born is baptize that baby. And then they want to say, the Calvinists want to say that baptism replaces circumcision. No, it does not. And by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's what we're told in Ephesians 2:8. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of him that runneth, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. None of us are worthy of his grace. But yet most of the people who say they are Christians are upholding to a false doctrine of works. And anyone that comes against the false doctrine of works is called self-righteous. Okay? I've been called self-righteous. I don't mind being called self-righteous. I believe that the free willers are self-righteous because they're exalting the doctrine of the free will of man. Schools I attended, the Gravette, Arkansas Holiness Bible School, was a rank Arminian. The Kansas City College and Bible School, which has now changed their name to something else, they're Arminian. They, by their own admission, are Wesleyan in doctrine. John Wesley said at the last part of his life, he wrote a letter to his brother and said, I never knew God. And yet they're taking on Wesleyan's name. Do they know God? The question is, does God know them? The question is not, are you on God's side? The question is he on your side? Did he call you? Did he predestinate you? did he die for you? You can't do anything for God. I don't know how many people I hear on a weekly basis talking about everything they've done for God. You know, this guy that's running for the president of the Southern Baptist Convention talks about they only need to do three things. They need to add to each of their churches three baptisms a year, as if they can add to. And now he did say, we know that this is all of God, but this is still the things that we need to do. Add three people. So you're going to add three people in the kingdom every year? Is that what you're telling me? Start a new small group every year in every church and add 1% to your giving tithe. And we will grow our church 400,000 in 1 year, he says. Can't add to the church of God. The church of God is added by the Holy Spirit, not by man. In Acts it says that there was added to the church daily such as should be saved, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. There's a lot of people that have been ordained for false baptisms. You realize that? A lot of people have been ordained for false baptisms. A lot of people have been ordained to be in false churches. A lot of people have been ordained to live their whole life thinking that they're doing something for God. Well, that's what's on my mind tonight. That was not an hour sermon. That was about a 17, 18 minute sermon. We sang a little bit, then I talked a little bit. It's not the length of the message, by the way. God's not doesn't have a stopwatch up there. And the longer your message, the better it is. I don't believe that. If you think that because you can get up and talk an hour or 2 hours straight, with maybe a 5 minute break in between, that makes you more righteous than someone that speaks for 15 minutes, then that's also works. Do we have a final selection? Rosette would like to sing 143. Lowly he came from the glory on high, here among men to live, suffer, and die. Rising he conquered the power of the grave, now he is living the sinner to save. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, for he shall save his people. Wonderful is his name. Sweet to my soul is that story of old. Never, oh never, a sweeter was told. Jesus Redeemer, there's no other name. Jesus, my Savior, forever the same. Go and proclaim it in pity and love. Jesus, the name every other above. Tell it abroad o'er the land and the way. Tell of the Savior Almighty to save. Though at the moment for us to depart, shadows may gather and teardrops may start. Then just to whisper that name in the ear lightens the darkness and banishes fear. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, for he shall save his people. Wonderful is his name. We will be having a talk show on Monday night. I have not come up with the topic yet. If anybody has any ideas for topics, email me, and I'll certainly take it under advisement. God bless.